Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. Here we are. Check, check, check. Check, 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 check. Okay. Test. Test set. No. Test centers. Okay. Test centers in China and Macau are canceling the SAT planned for Saturday because of claims of cheating. The SAT is a standardized test that measures academic ability. Many colleges and universities in the U.S. require students to take the SAT before applying. The College Board is a private company that develops and administers the SAT. The College Board announced the cancellation of the test in China and Macau on Thursday. The College Board sent a message explaining the cancellation to several schools that partner with the company. The message said, The message said the company chose to cancel the test because of evidence of cheating. The company said some students had gained access to Saturday's test materials. Zachary Goldberg is the Senior Director of Media Relations for the College Board. Goldberg told VOA, "We act on all information to work to fight cheating and protect the integrity of the SAT. We work to fight cheating and protect the integrity of the SAT. Almost 400,000 foreign students registered to take the SAT in 2014. SAT cheating scandals have happened several times before. The College Board canceled the SAT across South Korea in 2013 after finding evidence of cheating. Several Chinese citizens admitted in 2015 to being part of an organized SAT cheating group in the United States. International students in the Pittsburgh area would pay group members to use fake passports and take the SAT for them. The new evidence of cheating comes as the College Board prepared to release a new version of the SAT later this month. The last time the company released a new version of the test was in 2012. Saturday would have been the last time the older version of the test was offered. Bob Schaefer is the Public Education Director for the National Center for Fair and Open Testing, or NCFOT. The NCFOT is an organization that works to show the problems with standardized testing. The organization has gathered evidence of SAT cheating in several cases. Schaefer said the desire to cheat increases whenever standardized test makers create a new version of a test. He also said people all over the world believe a U.S. university education is the best path to success. He also said people all over the world believe getting a U.S. university education is the best path to success. The College Board said the cancellation is only temporary. The company is planning to let students know when they will be able to take the test next week. Goldberg said that the company will do more to increase its security. He said, "We understand that organizations and individuals will keep trying to beat the system and find a new way to cheat." Goldberg did not say how the company discovered the evidence of cheating. I'm Pete Musto.